Welcome to Love Bonds, your place to hear the whole truth on love, relationship, and infidelity. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and as a marriage and couple counselor, I will use my years of experience to help you strengthen and repair your romantic relationship. Let's get started. The number one objective this holiday season when it comes to relationship is to protect and safeguard your romantic relationship. The stress levels are through the roof. Not only do we have the usual holiday stress, all the myriad of challenges that come with the holidays on their own, but we all have this additional layer that's tied to the pandemic that's impacting us in great ways. All the guidance and recommendations coming down from our various governors across the nation, the recommendation by the CDC that we stay within our own families. This is posing challenges and differences a lot of things to consider as we plan and maneuver our decision-making this holiday season. I would suggest right out of the gate that you and your beloved say out loud, declare, make a statement, be very purposeful about this, that with all the challenges facing us this holiday season, that the number one objective is to protect your relationship, to make it a priority, to say, we have to be good. We've got to be good. We've got to stay connected. We've got to get through this together so when the holidays conclude, our relationship is not only intact, but thriving. So how do you do that? This is what this episode is about. Essentially saying that the holidays are stress on steroids is essentially saying you're dealing with a very high stress situation. It's assumed because we're all in this pandemic world together, and the holidays on their own bring their own kind of challenges. So the most important thing you and your partner can do is tune in to each other's worries, fears, anxieties that are tied to the holidays. So in this episode, I'm going to address this as what you can do as a person in a romantic relationship. So I'm going to be speaking directly to you, but please note that, you know, it's applicable to your partner too. So what I say to one is applicable to the other. And more importantly, you've got to get this rhythm right between you so that the interplay, the exchange between you works. But I'm going to share with you what you can do specifically. And if you like these ideas, feel free to share this episode with your partner so that you can get it right. So the first thing to do is identify those things that worry you, the things that weigh on you. What is challenging you this season? Is it tied to the restrictions, the feelings you have about perhaps not getting together with someone you love? Is it worry about travel? Are you concerned about the children coming home from college? Whatever is worrying you, let your partner know, let your spouse or partner know what your worries are. Don't expect them to read your mind. You've got to give them access to your inner stresses and strains. The second thing is directly ask them for what you need. Say, I'm worried about this. This is weighing on me. I can't settle down. It's causing me some sleeplessness. I think about it all the time. I need you, dear. And then say what you would like them to do to help you calm down. that's what they're for. So you might say something like, can you sit with me? Can you just listen? Can you put your arm around me? I could use a hug right now. Whatever you need to feel your partner's presence, your partner's love, your partner's responsiveness to your anxiety and strain, let them know. And when they provide that, tell them directly. Don't let them guess. When you put your arms around me, it calmed me down. Just having you sit beside me on the sofa helps me steady. Let them know the effect their comfort, soothing, and reassuring has on you. This is very important. Your partner needs to know that they have the ability to give you what you need. It makes them feel good. Remember, I'm speaking to you, but it's also flipped in the other direction. I would also suggest that before the holiday gathering, have a strategy together that during the gathering, the things that get you kind of worked up, if you're hearing your spouse's uncle talk politics gets your blood boiling, let them know that when that happens, you're kind of waving the red flag and you need a little help. Say, when that conversation starts to get tense for me and I'm uneasy, can you come and save me? How can I access you when I'm drowning, when I'm in pain, essentially, when I'm having difficulty? You say, can you bring me into the kitchen? Can you change the conversation? Put a plan in place. If you can anticipate some aspects about the holiday that may be difficult for you. Look, let me just veer off the road for a second here. The function and purpose of the romantic relationship, in part, is to help manage difficult emotions so that when either of you are stressed, worried, restless, anxious, you can turn to your partner and your partner's response is some version of comforting, soothing, reassuring, to let you know you're not alone. You're not alone in your pain. I've got your back. You can turn to me for this kind of response. And when you do that with each other, it has a calming effect, and it might take your anxiety level, say from a 12 on a scale from 1 to 10, down to a 7, an 8, a 6. It brings you down off the ledge. Getting this right is key. For the actual holiday event, you might consider developing some kind of a signaling. Say, when I look at you like this, you know, with this expression, or even a contrived signal, a word, a code, some signal that means I'm in distress and I need you. Maybe you say, well, when we go to your aunt's house, I'm willing to go. It's difficult for me for whatever reason, but I'd like to just stay a couple of hours. And I know sometimes it's easy, the time gets away with us, and have a signal that means I'm ready to go now. I'm reaching my limit. You both want to develop tools, strategies, and you have to plan and put your heads together in advance to be able to signal to each other in a crowd with others that your emotions are painful, essentially, and you need some relief, and you need the partner, the other person, to save you. That's what they're for. Sometimes I hear couples say, well, I don't want to burden him, or she should know better, or can't she tell? No, there's no mind reading. You have to let them know, and talking about it would be a very good idea. and putting some plans in place on the emotional responsiveness. When that happens, you feel loved and calmed down. The other thing I would suggest is when the event is over, you might have a little debriefing, let's say. You might process, wow, when the conversation got a little heated, talking to your cousin, and I was having a hard time, you were really there for me. You really were tuned in to my pain. You saw me struggling, and you kind of threw me a lifeline. And just when you held my hand under the table, it was calming. It helped me to know you're there. This is very, very important. A lot of times couples get into this, well, I don't agree with that. I don't know why she or he feels that way. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. Just know that your partner's in pain. And one of the things you can say to your partner, if some of their feelings you don't understand, or they take a position you don't agree with, just empathetically and compassionately respond to them by saying, I see this means a lot to you. I can tell how strongly you feel about it. I see that this really weighs on you. I can tell how important that is to you. Come here, dear. Come here. Tell me all about it. All right? This is very, very important. So then, let me just go back to the earlier point, is after the event is over, process what worked. They say, yeah, that little inside code we had, that little inside signal that we used, that really worked. Let's do that the next time. Or conversely, you might say, oh, when I was having a hard time with your cousin, and my blood pressure was boiling, you were drinking too much and I couldn't reach you. Next time, can you cut back on the drinking so that you can read the signals? Or you went for a walk outside. I couldn't find you. It's really being accessible to each other so that you can, the signaling can work. So kind of debrief afterward. When you and your beloved put these things into place where you prioritize your relationship, you make each other the most important person in the world. You intentionally not only safeguard your relationship, but make your relationship the top priority. Wonderful things start to happen. You feel loved, you feel secure, you can feel more confident, you can feel protected. You don't feel so alone. Being in relationship and feeling alone is not the natural state. The point is to be paired. You feel supported, you feel cared for, your feelings are regarded, that you matter to someone else, and they hold you as precious, and they tend to your pain. This is very, very important, and it's especially important this holiday season. It doesn't mean the external problems go away. They don't. It's not going to make the pandemic go away, but feeling loved and connected and cared for makes those difficult situations more palatable, less harsh. Say together, it's a little corny, but essentially it's together we can. With you in my life responding to me lovingly, I can face it. We can get through it because we're doing it together. You just don't want to be feeling alone, and you certainly don't want your partner to feel alone or lonely. So let's get this right this holiday season with all these challenges. And let me just say it now, happy holidays to you and yours from me. I hope you can enjoy despite all the challenges. So I thank you for joining me today on Love Bonds Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, I would appreciate an iTunes review. All you have to do is visit Love Bonds on iTunes from your smartphone. Tap on the podcast image and just scroll down to ratings and review. Also, be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Thank you.